With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Five people were charged in a COVID-19-related fraud case in Minnesota.
The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI has announced that five people, including a man acquitted at trial, have been charged with trying to bribe a jury member with a bag of $120,000 in cash. The bribe attempt brought renewed attention to the trial of seven Minnesota defendants accused of coordinating to steal more than $40 million from a federal program that was supposed to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. With more than $250 million in federal funds taken overall, only about $50 million has been recovered. I'm Shelley Adler.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has gone on trial in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg on espionage charges that he, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Gershkovich is being held on bogus charges.
Russia has failed to justify Evan's continued detention. He, like fellow American Paul Whelan, is simply being used as a bargaining chip.
Russian authorities allege he was gathering secret information on orders from the CIA, but authorities have not publicly disclosed any evidence to support the accusations. A new poll finds most U.S. adults plan to watch or listen to some element of Thursday's presidential debate, and many think the stakes are high for both President Biden and former President Trump. The poll by the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research finds the Democratic incumbent and presumptive Republican nominee remain broadly unpopular as they prepare to spar for the first time since 2020. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, the Nasdaq rose 87. This is SRN News. Civil liberties groups have filed a lawsuit challenging Louisiana's new Ten Commandments law.
At issue is the new law mandating that the Ten Commandments must be displayed in every public school classroom starting next year. Opponents argue that the law is a violation of separation of church and state and that the display will isolate students, especially those who are not Christian. Proponents say the measure is not solely religious and has historical significance. In the language of the law, the Ten Commandments are foundational documents of our state and national government. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to intervene for the second time in a dispute between Hungary and Holocaust survivors who want to be compensated for property confiscated from them during World War II. The justices said they will hear arguments in the fall in Hungary's latest bid to end the lawsuit filed 14 years ago by survivors, all of whom are now over 90. This is SRN News. Wall Street eked out some small gains today.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street near the all-time highs they set last week. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2% Wednesday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. The Dow edged up 15 points. That's less than 0.1%. The majority of stocks in the S&P 500 index fell. FedEx helped offset those losses with a gain of 15.5%. The package carrier reported results for its latest quarter that easily beat forecasts. Rivian soared more than 23%. That came after Volkswagen said it would invest up to $5 billion in the struggling maker of electric vehicles. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.32%. Seth Sutel, New York.
An independent watchdog within the IRS reports while taxpayer services have vastly improved, the agency is still too slow to resolve identity theft cases. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.